Cohen looking to throw it, and he's got the touchdown! Here's Brady's pass, it's Gronkowski! Oh! Mac strips it! He is unbelievable!
Football's back, baby.
It is back.
I didn't really plan on opening it that way. That just kind of came out because, yeah, we're back in the studio.
We're excited.
We're back at things.
Yes.
Isaac, you and me, headphones on.
I know, right?
Microphones.
Back in the studio.
Watching football, talking about football. This is the Tabor Gridiron Podcast. It's Steven and Isaac.
Yes.
Ready for another year. 2023. Kind of crazy.
It
I should
is
look
crazy.
Back. I look at back at the records.
I know,
and
right?
When you started.
The archives.
Me. I did this years,
I know I had a very squeaky voice.
A couple years before you were involved, but then, yeah, I had you. You were little, man.
Yes.
And then things changed, and your voice changed. Maybe mm-hmm. We'll pull some archival things
up. No, we don't have to.
Up.
We don't have to. We can,
you know.
We can leave it back there where it belongs.
I don't know. It could be.
Who knows?
Could be cool. Could be cool. Okay. Football started.
Yes, it did.
We are just plowing through. Preseason happened. We didn't really talk about preseason. We talked behind the scenes, and there were some things that happened. A lot of stuff in the offseason. A lot of players changed.
Yes.
A lot of
trades.
And this, it's more impactful for me than probably you, but mm-hmm. You still have been around in these last several years.
I've been
this
around
is
for
like,
a little bit.
This is the first season. Dude, this is the first season in like over 20 years. That sounds really depressing. I 20 years. It's been like 23 years. This is the first season that we are not going to be sitting on the couch at Buffalo Wild Wings, wherever we're watching, and we are not going to be watching Tom Brady throw the football in an NFL game.
I know. It feels weird.
I have been watching him since he started.
You've been watching him longer. You've been
like that's absolutely crazy how long he has been involved and just how long he has been playing and how many years we have all been watching him. It's kind of a weird feeling.
Yeah,
like just sitting there going like, he had a great career. Whether you hate him, like him, like the teams, none of that matters.
You gotta respect him as a player.
An exceptional player, absolutely for sure, and was really skilled at what he did. And just to be like, I'm happy he retired, moving on. He's going to be in the broadcast booth.
Yes.
That's going to be happening. But it's a little weird going like, wow, we actually started a football season and we're not going to be watching. And we watched all of week one and Tom Brady wasn't mentioned. Like it wasn't, mm-hmm. You know, Tom did this or Tom did that. Really crazy.
It is crazy.
Okay. Where do you want to start here, though?
I want to start with the opening game, the Lions and the Chiefs. That was unexpected, to say the least. I was going into it. It was Thursday night. I was thinking, could be cool. Obviously, the Chiefs are there. Lions, I'm excited to see how they're going to do. And it wasn't a blowout game. It was close, which originally surprised me because I thought the Chiefs would just walk all over the Lions. But the Lions actually held their own and actually came up on top of it and won. And that's what really got me in the sense of this year, I think we're going to see a lot of teams that last year were just doing horrible. And I think they, especially during the offseason, they really worked hard. They really put their teams back together and they really just, they're going to come back stronger. And the Chiefs, honestly, we say like, oh, the Lions are just, they're maybe going to be the next big thing. I'm not 100% sure. I think it was also a combination effect of not just the Lions being just getting better and improving. I think it also was in the sense of the Chiefs are struggling. And I could definitely tell by the end of last year, the Chiefs were not doing that great. The start of last year, they were not good. And then they kind of went up for a little bit and you thought, oh, is this going to be the Chiefs of old that we remember with Patrick Mahomes? And then they kind of went down and you're just thinking, they were kind of just all over the place. And
then they won the Super Bowl.
Exactly. So they pulled it together.
They did pull it together. So you do never know what's going to happen. And a lot of people are saying like, oh, Chris Jones wasn't playing on the defensive side.
Exactly.
You didn't have Kelce on the offensive side. To me, none of that matters. You still lost a game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do those guys impact? But you win as a team, you lose as a team.
Exactly.
The Lions really did step up.
They did.
It was actually pretty impressive.
I was very impressed with how I saw
it. I was going into it like, a Lions, and you know, I was excited about the Chiefs. Obviously, you win the Super Bowl, you're going to play the first game, and I was like, really? We get the Lions and the Chiefs?
I know, right?
Opening day. And the Lions actually pulled it together, did really well. What I do like is Jared Goff, just an amazing quarterback. No.
Yes.
I really? You say yes. I say no.
Really?
I think he fits the part well. He does his job really well. And that's what I was very impressed with this game, even last year. Like, he was consistent. He took care of the football. He made plays when he needed to. He's kind of the guy that just, like, fits perfectly in that position. And I think he does very well in that. He's doing a great job in the system.
Okay.
I was very impressed with him. I like watching him. Like, I was just like, wow, Jared Goff really is leading this team. He's got everything together. But as far as the skill level for me, it doesn't go out of that molded box of the quarterback position.
I can kind of get there with you. I can kind of see what you're saying. And I do agree to, in some sense, like, he does have there's a role that's needed in the Lions, and he does fit that, and he does play to those abilities and what's needed. And like you said, he does get the job done. He's a great leader. I will agree with you on that. And like you said, he's skill level wise, he is not the most just show out quarterback, which honestly 100% isn't a bad thing, because
no.
The Lions, I think that's what they need. Because like we said, there are quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson who are just insane at running and can't throw. And they have really good skills in some places, but then in other places, they don't really live up to it. And I think as far as what the Lions need right now is they kind of just need the all-rounder, someone who can just, they can throw, they can run a little bit, they can just kind of fill in whatever they need them to do.
Are you going to win the Super Bowl with Jared Goff? Like,
no.
To me, like, he's not going to win the Super Bowl for you.
The Lions might.
The Lions can if he does his job where he needs to be.
It's a team effort.
That means then, like, does the defense really need to step up and just be exceptional? Does the offensive line needs to be amazing this year? Like, there's other people
that need
to step up in order to do that. But to me, that's not just the Lions that way. There are several teams like that you have somebody like Patrick Mahomes or these great quarterbacks that it isn't solely them winning anyway. It's a team effort.
Exactly.
But somebody like Patrick Mahomes is going to go, all right, I'm putting the team on my shoulders and I got to take care of this game and I got to play at a high level and do crazy things and I'm going to make everybody else better and we have a higher chance of winning. Where I think there's a lot of teams that, you know, you're just going to kind of do your position and play what you're paid to play at a high elite level and take, especially as a quarterback, take care of the ball. Mm-hmm. And do your job. So it was a good opener.
It was a very good opener. I was pleasantly surprised with it. I thought, like you, I was kind of going into it thinking like, oh yeah, we're excited to see the Chiefs, but the Lions it wasn't the two teams that I really wanted there. And I was pleasantly surprised. It was very cool. I did like seeing the Lions and how they just kind of put everybody back together. And it was a very good opener.
Yeah. So it was good to see the Chiefs lose. And,
I know, right?
And, just kind of see what happens. Well, it'll be interesting as the season progresses to see where that's going to be going.
Yes.
Now, there were a couple, we're going to talk throughout these weeks as far as all the, I'm not going to list a whole bunch of them now, is how many players that have gone to different teams.
I know.
Some of them shocking. Some of them were just like, oh yeah, like I remember that guy was on that team. Oh, he's over here now? Like a lot of jumping around different places, different things. But a couple big things were some people got some really big contracts too.
Yes.
Which I'm happy for them. The amount of money that these guys get paid to play is just, dude.
Depressing.
Dude, I will go out there for $1 million and get my butt smashed. Like, you don't got to pay me $250 million. I'll, just pay me $1 million and probably bust my hip.
Exactly.
On the first play or something.
It'll be half your salary for the hospital bills.
Yeah. So, but anyway, Nick Bosa, really excited for him.
I am.
49ers
yes.
defense. He was just outstanding last year. He got an extension, 5-year, $175 million. He's the highest paid defensive player in NFL history.
Honestly, I think he
earned
it. As
of right now. Obviously, that can change and other players get contracts and things like that, but great job for Nick Bosa. And I think he just needs to stay healthy. And he is definitely a game changer when he's on the field and playing at an elite level. One of my guys, I'm not a huge Bengals fan, but But I really do like Joe Burrow. He mm-hmm. has really stepped up. Him and Ja'Marr Chase have been fantastic.
Yes.
Joe Burrow, to me, definitely deserves the contract. I think that the Bengals are going to enjoy having him. Bengals fans are going to be enjoying watching him. Not so much this last week, mm-hmm. but he right now is the highest paid player, not just offense, if he is the highest paid player in NFL history right now.
That's
and again, that can change
wild.
Based on whoever gets another contract, but 5 years, $275 million.
Wow. That's a big number. I was not even expecting that because I did not.
I mean, what is, I don't know. I have to do the math. Like, what is that? 55, 54, 56, 50 something million dollars a year, right?
That's,
I mean,
that's horrible.
That's
like,
crazy.
It's crazy. Yes. It's absolutely wild in my opinion. And I mean, yes, they are really good players. And I think definitely out of all the quarterbacks right now, Joe Burrow, I would say, is definitely up there. Obviously, now he's getting paid the most, so he's got to be on top. But yeah, I do agree. Joe Burrow is a great quarterback. I love the Ja'Marr Chase duo that he has the chemistry between them and just watching them play together. It's magic.
The irony is Joe gets this huge contract just a couple weeks ago. It's all over the place. Super excited. They start the season, game one, Bengals against the Browns. And he literally, I don't know if you saw these stats, dude. He had the worst game you can possibly have. It might even be the worst game of his career. 14 of 31 for only 82 yards. And like in like the fourth quarter, they benched him. Not like
wow.
benched him. It was just they were getting killed. It was 24-3. Like he just wasn't going back out there. He's the highest paid player. This
they're
huge contract.
They're keeping their receipt.
Yeah, they're just
they're
probably everybody's sitting
him.
There like,
what did we made a mistake?
So yes, you could look at that and be like, oh man, you guys messed up big. I look at it though, is these teams, these organizations. Even fans idolize these players so much.
Yes.
And there's these high bars and expectations. And yes, you get paid a lot of money to go out and do your job, play at a high level. But I think games like this, what it shows is, guess what? They're still human. They're not
Honestly,
they're not
that's
Superman.
The truth.
They're not
And a lot
superheroes.
Of times
like,
we do idolize them in the sense of like they are this superhuman.
You are going to have your good days and your bad days.
Everybody
and
makes mistakes.
He stunk all game, couldn't get it together, and yeah, it just really showed, and I think kind of just really humanized, doesn't matter if you pay him $275 million, these games are going to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it stinks as a fan, you're sitting there going like, dude, what the heck, get it together. I'm not worried about it. I think that he's going to turn that around, he's going to get back to playing the style of football that they play. It's one game. And now if we're talking 6-7 weeks into the season and every stat is like this, I'd be like, dude, is there a return policy?
Exactly, yeah.
We got to do something here.
There would be a problem there.
Okay. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody, weeks, lead, not even just weeks. I mean, it's been the last several months talking about the Packers.
Yes.
Getting rid of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets. I still kind of had a hard time getting my head around that.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers has been a great player.
Mm-hmm.
He is a great quarterback. Being and living here in Chicago, obviously Packers and Bears are one of the oldest rivalries, and you always just kind of had that headbutting going on, so I was never a mm-hmm. big like Aaron Rodgers fan. You heard more negative stuff than anything, obviously just living here in Chicago,
yeah.
You know, against the Packers. But going to the Jets, I was just like, the
it's
Jets?
Kind of a surprise, yeah.
Like, what are you going to the Jets for? Like, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm getting ready for this game. It's about to start. You're going through. I'm looking up all the stuff, looking up, you know, their depth chart and who's on the team. And I'm like, actually, the Jets got it going right now.
They do.
They got a great receiving core. Mm-hmm. The defense, I was like, wow. Like, actually, this could be a really good team this year. They really could step up. They had some young receivers.
Mm-hmm.
They just really, really good team, I think, that they've put together this offseason that you're going to be hearing a little bit more of the Jets.
Yes.
Yeah, well, maybe not, though. Dude, it was like, what, 4 plays into the game? And Aaron Rodgers, boom, out?
I know. I remember seeing this, and I just thought to myself, I'm like, wow, that is just... It's you think because you're just excited to see him play and just see the whole thing. And yeah, within 4 plays, he was out. And then you got Sam Darnold coming in. And Sam Darnold actually pulled it off, which I was like, that's impressive.
Or Zach Wilson. Yeah, you know, I mean, I think Sam Darnold was like 4 years ago, but, you know, we could go with Zach Wilson.
Yeah, we can go with that too.
I mean, you know, like I said, people have gone. I want to know, is Sam Darnold even in the league? I'm looking this up for you right now because
I thought it was Sam Darnold.
You know, I'll give it to you because he was on the Jets for a while. And, you know, but they got, dude, I'm pretty sure he got, like, traded on, he's like a backup quarterback probably for some. Well, wasn't he with Carolina last year?
Oh,
see,
you're right.
You're, like, I don't know where you're going with this. Actually, I think he's right now on the San Francisco 49ers. He's probably like a third string quarterback.
He's like, yeah, honestly.
Like, I don't think he's going to be playing anytime soon. So, yeah, you know, Zach Wilson stepped up
and
he did a great job.
He was.
He did his job and he carried the team well, especially against the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen struggled, threw 3 interceptions.
Yes.
The Jets defense.
Did you see the press conference with
No.
Josh Allen, oh my gosh. You know, actually, I really respect him for that because a lot of good and just popular quarterbacks who are making a ton of money just kind of have a tendency to, like, not even necessarily blame the other players on the team, but just blame outside circumstances or just, like, never really take it on themselves or try to just put it in other places. But he literally said, and I quote, "I am the reason that we lost," and he just completely owned it. And I was like, honestly, no offense, but you kind of were. And I'm like, I respect that you say that and you're that honest of just like, this is me. I'm taking the burden on myself. It's not 100% you, but being able to just be honest and admit to yourself and also to others that it was, you did kind of sell on that game. I'm like, that takes humility, and that's also just a respectable aspect, you know what I'm saying?
No, I agree. I think that you're right on saying, yeah, not 100% his fault because you live and die as a team.
Exactly.
There were plenty of other plays that somebody else could have stepped up. But you're right. It's a sign of maturity, mm-hmm. and it's a sign of leadership. And I think that he did take that leadership and own it.
Oh, yeah.
And go, you know, even I think he's like that with when it's not even 100% his fault,
exactly.
Still going like, yeah, that's on me. I could have played better so that you could have played better. Mm-hmm. But he really did stink this entire game.
Yes.
And I think, yeah, you got to own up to that. And again, we're human. You're going to have your good days and your bad days, but going like, hey, I got to play smarter. And we could have won. And if I would have played better and I would have had my head in the game more, we would have had a better chance, and as his teammates, you guys would have had a better chance, you know, at winning as well. So,
exactly.
I agree. I like him stepping up. I think that's, you know, he's what, several years into the league now.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding player. I'm a big Josh Allen fan, and he does got to get. He's a gunslinger at times, making some poor decisions. I, in one sense, though, the interceptions, I don't really care about. There's some teams that you watch, you're like, come on, dude, like, what are you throwing that ball for? Like, did you not see the receiver standing right there?
Or, exactly.
You know, in front of the defender right there, in front of the receiver.
It's who like are you throwing to? Exactly.
Like, right, like, what is going on? Or just
what are you
horrible
thinking?
Decisions. These ones from Josh and quarterbacks like him, I would rather him be slinging the ball, trying to make plays, rather than like here on the other end, we're watching the Bears. They didn't throw the ball down the field at all.
Exactly.
Like, throw the ball.
Exactly.
You got some good receivers. You got guys. Throw the ball. And so in one sense, you know, if you're throwing interceptions
mm-hmm.
on Josh's level, you know, this isn't, you know, some of these struggling quarterbacks
exactly.
throwing constant interceptions, but you watch these interceptions, Josh is trying to make some pretty epic plays that just weren't there.
Yeah.
They were poor decisions. You know, yeah, hey, I wouldn't have thrown
the
ball.
The hard thing is...
But he's throwing the ball.
The hard thing is, in the whole NFL statistics system, is whenever there is an interception, it just automatically falls on the quarterback. Of just, you see it in the stats. He has 3 interceptions. He has 4 interceptions. And a lot of times, yes, it is the quarterback throwing it, but then sometimes it is the receiver not running the route properly, or it is it bounced off of him and the defender got it. And it's just like, it's not 100% on you, but you also... It is just a sign of maturity of owning it.
Yeah, these were all on Josh.
Yeah, these were all on Josh.
these were clearly all on Josh.
Yes.
So I'm excited to be watching. There's a lot of teams that lost, obviously, the Chiefs, the Bills, teams that you thought that were going to win that obviously
Power
didn't.
Powerhouse teams.
And again, that's why we watch the NFL week in, week out. You just never know what's going to happen. The Eagles and the Patriots game was fantastic.
It was.
Watch some highlights of that. Eagles on top. There was just a lot of cool stuff happening around the league. Some key injuries as well. The biggest one, Aaron Rodgers. He is out for the season, by the way.
Really?
So I
did not know that.
He tore his Achilles.
Wow.
Like, yeah, he's not coming back. He's 39 years old. Is he even playing football again? I don't know. That's a long road to recover from, you know, getting that repaired. And he's not playing with the Jets anymore this year. There's no possible way he's coming back.
Yeah.
So are they keeping him? Are we going to see Aaron Rodgers? Is he just retired at this point? Only time will tell. Again, whether you like Aaron Rodgers or not, or you're just like, hey, I'm a Bears fan, so it's Packers, or, you know, I'm not a Jets, you know, or I'm a Jets fan, or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It still stinks to lose a player like that. Aaron's been playing at an elite level for a long time.
Yes,
and to go out game one, 4 or 5 plays into the first game of the season, and you're done for the season, that's hard to swallow,
yeah.
No matter who you are. Like, I feel for the guy. That really does stink. Like, that's a lot of emotions and a lot of stuff that he has to work in his own head just for personal stuff. Like, that's really rough and really hard.
It is really rough.
So, anyway, hey, this is going to be awesome.
This is going to be awesome.
Looking forward to. We'll pull Ethan in here every once in a while.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll get Mom to jump in and say a few things as well. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this next week.
Yes.
It's going to be some really good stuff. Sunday night football is always my favorite. Monday night, there's two Monday night games.
Oh, really?
This coming Monday.
Let's go.
That's going to be a lot of fun to dive into those and see what happens and stay up late and whatnot.
Exactly.
So, all right. Awesome.
All right.
Well, we'll talk next week.
See ya.